And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa, next to a very, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks, where they just sell fun.
Yeah, no doubt
and,
about it.
And we're talking some fun and giving away a phenomenal prize today.
Yeah, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, a $200 Salty Crew shopping spree at Fastlane. And, boy, it should be noted, too, what an awesome display of Salty Crew clothing.
Yes.
You can go see down at Fastlane. I mean, kind of everything. From,
they have everything.
From the everyday wears to the, you know, foul weather gear to all the cool stuff. And what really got us in trouble last time Dallas took the boys out. Fastlane is my son Wyatt's favorite store,
yes,
which I always have to give him a hard time about.
Better, Dad, more than
because Daddy has a tackle store,
yeah,
but he loves
say.
Going to Fastlane,
yeah,
and climbing in every boat. And he asks about it all the time. We want to go to the surfboard shop is what he calls Ron's place. Anyways, toddler size clothing from Salty Crew.
Oh.
They have a full display
on. Been selling
and
like crazy.
Second, yeah. Dallas saw that. That was it. It
like,
was multiple sets for both the boys. It's an awesome spot. And somebody's going to get a $200 shopping spree to go score on all that great gear at Fastlane. If you want to get through, want to be a part of that, give us a call at 833-288-0973 or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app and make sure your name and phone number's on there.
Yeah, for sure. Let's continue with Gundy Gunderson here. Gundy, keep going. Oh, sorry we had to interrupt you.
Sorry, Gundy.
Oh, that's all right. Now I know what it's like to be on the Gong Show.
No playing off Gundy with the music.
Yeah,
that's cool. Hey, stuff happens. Hey, we're in Long Beach. We're talking about that 3-pound barred perch. That's
crazy.
A terrific fish there.
Giant.
I understand it was taken along the Seal Beach Pier on a ghost shrimp. That's a terrific fish. Also, a very sneaky good halibut fight all in and around L.A. Harbor there. The guys at Big Fish told me they checked in like 6 or 7 fish in the 30-inch class and 2 fish in the 40-inch class,
jeez,
topped by a 41-pounder. And they were all taken off the beach in that stretch from 72nd place to Bolsa Chica. So that's something to look at. And then down Dana Point, solid croaker fishing. Spot fin, yellow fin to 4 pounds, spot fin to 5, you know, very nice fish. And then Oceanside, 7-pound, 12-ounce spot fin ended up winning the Derby up there. Still very good spot fin fishing. Lots of 4-pounders on the yellow fin and then lots of 5-pounders. I think they weighed in a dozen fish over 5 pounds in that Derby. That's
wow.
Terrific fishing. And then finally, in the lagoon, one guy soaking live smelt took a 36-inch halibut, weighed around 34 pounds. He released the fish. But, you know, the water temp's just right there, and the corvina is starting to go. So, I mean, from here on out, it might be a late bloomer, but it's going to bloom.
I love it. Gundy, I got a quick question for you. Your surf report is always so complete up and down the beach, up and down the coast, and a 3-pound surf perch is kind of like that holy grail number. Where's the best place,
yeah,
in your opinion, up and down the coast to get a 3-pounder?
I would say that Oxnard Ventura area. You know, some of those traditional beaches up there in Oxnard, like Santa Claus Lane, Summerland, 5th Street, you see a lot of big fish come in that area. I'd say your better chance would be in the spring when you're getting ready, pre-spawn, post-spawn, a lot of bigger fish around. But any time of year up in that area, you stand a good chance of getting, you know, one at least over 2 pounds. And like you said, 3 pounds. That's the Valhalla. What did old Del Mar say about his What did old Del Mar say about his big barred perch? I think it was 4 pounds. He said it took 3 wives to catch that fish.
That's a Del for sure.
Well, Gundy, God bless Del Mar.
Yeah, Del Mar. Yeah, we miss that guy. Hey, Gundy, great job on the Surf Report. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Gundy.
All right, excellent show, guys. All talk to you next
week. Appreciate that very much. All right. And that is our Catch Report, part of your Catch Report, the Surf Report, sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com. Just check out SurfFishTackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. Bill Varney has a great website there.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I had a fun text I wanted to read. It says, my name's Jim. It's calling from Encinitas, and I just bought a brand new i11 from Ron yesterday for my wife, since we already have one. We're leaving for a mammoth in 2 weeks, and she can hardly wait to get on it and fish for some trout. The one I have now was actually hers, but we loved them so much that we decided to get another one so we could both have one for traveling. They're the absolute best. Very stable, very easy to move around, and tremendous to sightsee or fish off of everywhere, including Mexican waters where we've been with them also. Ron, thanks for the great help and the great service from Jim.
Sweet. Wow.
Very Thank
nice.
You, Jim.
Happy customer. Yeah. Good job, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when you're selling the right stuff, it makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, for
sure. I am so spoiled to have the Hobie line.
Yeah.
And the boats they put out over all these years. I had, like, the guy that bought a brand new Outback yesterday had his old Outback for 20 years.
Wow. And he must have been stoked with the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He demoed
the Lynx, and he demoed the Outback. And he still took the Outback because of the tackle management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he's still fishing La Jolla Shores a lot.
Sure.
And you sometimes you don't know if it's going to be down deep or surface iron or, you know, so.
You can store more stuff on it.
Yeah, more stuff.
Yeah. And it's a very seaworthy boat.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, it's perfect for that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of great boats, you have a deal right now on passports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Ava just texted me that we...
Ava, your daughter, who kind of runs things over there.
Oh, the boss.
There's no kind of about
it.
Let's be real. There's no kind of.
Yeah. There's a lot of glue required to keep me together. Anyway, she texted in, and we have a deal that the 12 and the 10.5 are both $200 off. And all it is that they call them blems, but all it is they're old colors. They're the colors that were last year. So they have slate blue in the 10.5s, and they're $200 off. That's a great deal.
But wait a minute. So the passport with $200 off, what's the net price on that boat?
Okay, so $14.49. They're normally $16.49.
$14.49. It comes with a Mirage Drive.
One of the new ones.
And
the kick
seat.
Up. Yeah, the seat,
the
paddle,
seat,
the paddle.
Paddle.
Yeah.
Mirage Drive,
and
the whole thing.
And I was fishing with Jared a couple of years when the boat first came out, and we had gotten Fisher, my grandson, one. He has the 10.5. He was fishing in that. I was in a different one. And we were just using them to really. Give them a test.
Yeah.
We had Finley in the back, Jared, they're roping spotties in Mission Bay, and it was excellent. He looked at me and he goes, you know, this is every bit as good as that original Outback. And
so
that was
under $1,500.
Right, right.
Wow, with the Mirage Rides and the seat. And
we should have four or five of those. I think we get 10 of those in this week.
Okay.
And
they won't last long.
They're going to go fast.
Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick. You want to get through? Jeff is standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973.
Corey in Escondido is our next up here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Corey? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm so glad you got one of my favorite people on today. Ron is just an awesome dude.
Yes, he
is. No doubt about that.
For sure.
So,
I'm blushing.
As I think you guys know, I love my Pro Angler 12. I'm out on it as often as I can in the bays. And I just want to say a couple things about Ron and the whole family, the whole team over at Fastlane. Having all the accessories, helping me get rigged up right. If there is ever a problem, and it's pretty rare, Callan in the service department, I haven't heard Callan talk about much. Callan just jumps in. He knows his stuff. I'll drop something. I'll say, hey, can you check this out? And before I'm even done looking in the restaurant, I'll say, hey, it's done. It's ready to go. You know, just the whole family over there is just amazing with how, you know, how well they take care of their and everybody. I don't want to say customers because they make everybody feel like family. So just wanted to say big thank you to everybody for that.
Wow.
And then I have a question. I have a question, Ron.
All righty.
So we're hearing about this this newness that we can't talk about. You know me. I'm kind of a bigger guy. Am I going to be happy?
Oh, yeah.
Am I going to be excited with the new stuff?
Ecstatic. Yeah, no. If I was making one, and if I was designing one, I would make it a little bit larger for fishing, wouldn't you?
I think I would do that same thing. Yeah, I'd make it a little bit bigger.
And fishermen really like taking a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
they sure
and,
do.
And, I mean, we're not a pit.
Be able to put stuff on it.
Yeah, lightness is not really a thing that we're all associated with.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's gonna have potential. Now, when I was in it, I was in the smaller one.
The 10.
Oh, I can't really say that.
Yeah, okay.
And and it was very stable, very maneuverable. I have a video of Ava, and she's doing donuts in it, pedaling and doing donuts in it, and it was within the boat length.
Wow.
So did you know how tight of
wow.
They don't even need reverse because you can crank the rudder all the way over and just spin it on a dime. It was amazing. Even more amazing than the 9 and the 11 that we have now.
Well, you know what's amazing, too? I don't know if you've ever, Corey, tried the current inflatables, the 9 and 11, which are still going to be available, of course. And still, I mean, especially when you get
the
new stock.
Those are happening.
Amazingly stable. I mean, unbelievably stable. I mean, as stable as a Lynx, as stable as a lot of the other models.
Oh, that's the, when they came up with that lineup, and I noticed Ricky just took a picture of the catalog from a few years back where it had the 9, the 11, the Tandem, the 14, the iTrek 14, and then the Fiesta.
That's what I was taking a picture of. The party bus to Dallas.
Now we have a Fiesta as a demo, and we bring it out, and, the Spotty Bowl, the most popular kayak fishing tournament I've ever seen. It's just crazy how excited these guys are. Next week, I think it's on Saturday next week, we're having a Fiesta race.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, Corey, have you come up with rules or anything on that yet?
I think we lost Corey.
We lost Corey. Yeah, well, Corey
kind of heads the Spotty Bowl.
He does now. And he was over talking to me, and he says, can we do the Fiesta race again? And I said, sure. What do you mean? That's the funnest thing ever. What they do is they get four guys together, and they make a team, and they get a name. And then there's going to be 10 teams, and they're going to race up to around a buoy. And the buoy, I think, is going to be Dylan. We're gonna have Dylan out there with a GoPro or something, watching the teams go by, and you go back to the dock and you get we have announcers for this, so I'm sure there'll be.
So what day is that gonna be?
Saturday. It's at the Spotty. It's gonna be the Spotty Bowl Trophy presentation.
Okay, so Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
And so
right over in
you'll
Bay,
get to
right
see the Fiesta.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Yeah, right behind Steve's store. Last year we had an announcer and
that's so cool.
Race director.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
So thanks, Corey, for the call. That does free up 833-288-0973. I have a great text here. It says it's from Brad, and appreciate Brad. He's in San Diego. I have both the I-9 and the I-11. For Ron, what is his favorite lake to take the inflatables in the Sierras, and favorite technique for catching trout up there? I go to Crowley, and mine and fly fish. Stillwater fly fishing is essential to be able to be anchored and not move. Does Hobie make an anchoring system for the inflatables?
No, Hobie doesn't make an anchoring system, but it's so simple.
Just
so,
tie
yeah.
off an anchor.
Yep, and we just got a new little kit in. An anchor kit, and they're absolutely they're awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all you need. And you know what they did was they put stainless steel chain on it.
Oh, nice.
And they have real nice clips and hooks, and they're very inexpensive. But that's all you really need.
You have them at Fastlane.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And if you want a double ankle or a single ankle,
now,
either way.
I have a question.
What about, wait a minute, you didn't answer the other question. What's your favorite lake?
Well, for me, it's Convict.
Yeah.
Because I love the view.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so pretty. I get a sore neck from just rubbernecking it. You know, we're there snowboarding in the morning, and then we'll run down there as soon as the spring warms up the sun warms up the snow, and then we call it the show up and blow up tour, and then we just go out and trout fish. Now, that fly fishing thing to me is I am such a kook at it. But I love it. I don't know what the deal is. You know, totally. I see you guys jonesing over these flies, and I really enjoyed learning that. But then I'll pull out, you know, these little tube baits and do these other things. And I've had success, which I just love it. And I don't have to catch 50 fish,
right.
You know, because it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many lakes up there. Lake Mary is another place for the incredible.
Oh, Lake Mary's great. Yeah. We did that one.
If you don't want to go up in the Mammoth area, the Twin Lakes are great. Intake 2 is a fantastic spot up there. North Lake. There's endless number of places you can go up there and fish the kayak.
And what that kind of fishing is for me isn't what we went up there for. We went up there to go snowboarding. But it sure makes a great backup.
Yeah.
You know, the snowboarding guy.
But if you go up right now, go fishing.
No, I'm planning on it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I had a fun text I wanted to read. This one says, good morning, guys. What a great show, as usual. I always love when Ron's on the show. He's like a kid with tons of energy and always excited to talk kayaks and fishing. No one needs coffee when Ron's on the show. He says, I love free diving and spear fishing, and I want to take my game beyond jetty and beach launches. Will the Lynx provide a stable enough platform, and does it have room for my gear? He says, in quotations, not scuba. Thanks again for all your efforts in keeping the humans happy. And that's from Dan in Spring Valley.
Oh, that's a great question. The Lynx just does everything well. As you know,
weighs 45 pounds, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 45 pounds.
So when I took it on the mothership trip, when we went out to San Clemente Island, I had a bait tank, fish finder, I had all the gear. I mean, the bait tank, when it's full of water, that's 10 gallons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some weight. And, it performed well. Cool. I mean, and it's faster than anything. It's the fastest boat we got. So, you know.
Do the math. 10-gallon bait tank on a Lynx, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So you could put a lot of weight on it.
80 pounds at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you can put a lot of weight, a lot of gear on it. And there's plenty of room. I mean, it's an 11-foot boat, and there is, you know, that area behind that you can use. But you can also use the front. Mm-hmm. Logan and some of the guys, we were putting together a big box to put up there for batteries and things for fish finders up on the bow. And it worked really well.
That's
so.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it would perform really well. And you know what's kind of cool about that is when you take it back, you can leave your gear on the boat, plug the wheels in, and just roll the whole program back to the car.
Pretty sweet.
And you can take the beach wheels with you so you don't have to go to the car, get them. So that kind of combo makes it easier. And, you know, when you're free diving, you still got gear. You got to have warmth, and you got to have all the stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you want to get through on the phones, Jeff's standing by at the phone, 833-288-0973. I have a great text here from Tom in NorCal. He says, great show as always, guys. Does Fastlane take trade-ins on older model Hobies?
Yeah.
What about non-Hobies?
Well, a few.
A few.
Yeah. I mean, they got to be reasonable.
If somebody really wants to upgrade their game and get a Hobie.
Yeah, it sounds like that phone commercial.
Yeah.
We'll take any phone. No, we're not going to do that. But
no.
But yeah, we do take trade-ins, yeah.
All right.
And that's a great way, you know, there's a lot of kids that, you know, they can't afford a brand new boat, but, you know, sometimes they'll come by. And, you know, every kid that's out there shore pounding and struggling with eelgrass around the edges of Mission Bay, they're looking right out there at the guy in the kayak. Every float tube guy who's sitting there not going anywhere, like roadkill, is looking at the kayaks, how fast they are and everything. I just don't understand why everybody doesn't have one.
Yeah, it's fast, it's stable, it's dry, it's easy.
So I just last week ran out of the store. It was, you know, it's probably late afternoon, and I just launched a Lynx real quick. Didn't take anything with me. Just went out, and under the bridge, I caught a big old halibut.
Sweet.
And I'm sitting there going, I cannot bring this thing up on the boat. I can't gaff it. I don't have a gaff. I don't have. I go, well, I'm not really sure it's legal. And I, as I'm pedaling around, I'm just noticing that if I just pedal slowly, it's like I had a dog. Yeah. I was walking my dog. I pedaled all the way back to the store.
Oh, no way.
Went up to, you know, I was just right at the Ingram Street Bridge. I called the guys at the shop and said, hey, bring out a scale. You know, not a scale, but a
ruler.
Yeah.
Bump board.
Yeah. And bring out a board and a net. I want to see how big this thing is. I pedaled all the way back. You should have seen it. There's a crowd on the gas dock going, what in the heck? I'm going, hey, I'm just taking my dog for a walk.
Yeah. I love it.
How big was it?
It was over 22 inches.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't 23. But
you let him go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I just wanted the grandkids were all there, too. Nice. And I wanted them to see it, and yeah. We just let him go.
Nice.
Maybe he's a little closer.
Yeah. You know, I think about kayaks and, you know, we started talking about kayak fishing over 30 years on this show with Dennis Fite.
Yeah.
He was like kind of the original
guy that
put kayaks kayak fishing on the map in Southern California. And I think about how Dennis used to always say, this is, I kayak fish because it's accessible and it's easy. I can go for a couple of hours and just go do it. And that still holds true today.
Totally.
But yet, from the days of Dennis 30 years ago to today, it's even easier than it was back then.
Oh, easier
and much
better.
More much more accessible.
That guy was really a pioneer.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah. I mean, you know, he's sort of a character.
Yeah. He's still in Northern California. In Northern California, he still runs a kayak fishing, like,
guide
service.
I'll
yeah.
be darn. Yes. Well, he's perfect at that.
Yeah.
Am I right? Is that, you know, obviously if you watch the show via Facebook or YouTube Live and you see the screen in the background, that big sea bass on the wall here at the world headquarters, isn't that a kayak fish?
I caught that on a kayak, yeah.
Wow.
I caught it by myself.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in La Jolla, yeah, the big sea bass right there. I caught it, it was 52 pounds, and I caught it in La Jolla launching off the shores.
That's cool.
Yeah, right on the shores. And I was all by myself. It was before kayak fishing was.
That's
there,
what I. That's
right?
The story I wanted to relate.
Ago.
Yeah, it was
and there was nobody out there. And I hooked one, lost it, and then I hooked another. They were biting. And I hooked another one on a mackerel, and I had it coming. And then here comes the sea lion, right?
Oh,
and it was like, oh man, I'm the only one out here. I got this big sea bass. Like, I gapped the thing, threw it in my lap, and. Woo!
Hands up, pedal to shore.
Went back to the shore. Yeah.
That's right.
Slow-trolled green mackerel? Spanish mackerel?
Slow-trolled green mackerel.
Oh, I love it, man.
Oh,
yeah.
That's just green mackerel.
Yeah.
Candy.
And I'm going to say, I've caught a lot of fish in my lifetime. But that fish on a kayak?
That's holy grail status,
no doubt. It's a memorable fish. And that's what kayak fishing is all about.
Well, I think they're more valuable.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
should count a little extra.
Yeah.
I see all the time, too, slow troll mackerel, fantastic way to catch all the game fish in La Jolla.
Yeah.
Big yellows, big sea bass, all the other things. And I can tell you the frustration that Neil and I have sometimes when we're out there in the skiff watching two guys in kayaks have no issue, but the sound and exhaust of the outboard is lesser about the fish problems. It's the sea lion. You know, like you're so stealthy, dragging your, you know, walking your live baits around. Not that kayak guys don't get affected by sea lions, but it is a fraction of having the outboard in a skiff. They know the sound.
Yeah.
They know that's food. They know that a boat that's going that speed in La Jolla is likely going to have two candy bars dragging behind it. And I'm going to go pick those things off.
That's right.
And so while we're just frustrated pulling your hair out, putting new baits on, here goes the guy in the kayak just sliding down. Oh, you know, bait went right through the zone, got a bite, caught a fish.
Yeah. And I remember back then, there was no Hobie bait system on those boats. I had a little, like, one of those little bait buckets.
Yeah.
And I had, like, three mackerel in the bait bucket because that's all it would hold, right?
Pulling
and
them
you're
around.
Pulling it along, yeah. Right, with a paddle and stuff like that. I mean, it's come such a long
way. It has, no doubt about that.
Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on with our FishDope.com report. The man, the Angler's Realtor, Yusef, is standing by. And today, you want to know about it, powering your boat with Norisk Lithium. It is the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norisk offers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norisk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NoriskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor. We got him. Yusef is on the line with our FishDope.com report. What's up, Yusef?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Great fishing
morning.
Out.
Good morning, buddy.
Great, great fishing out there right now. The islands are up north are just wide open for the most part. Sea bass up on Santa Rosa and halibut just been biting like crazy. Not huge fish. Limits are totally possible. Santa Cruz Island, same thing. Bigger sea bass are biting. Anacapa, the backside, sea bass and halibut have just been ridiculous. San Nicolas has some bigger models, 25 to 40-pound sea bass and 20 to 40-pound halibut. Guys have also been getting black sea bass, obviously after release, up to 120 pounds. Santa Barbara, SBI, over at Caverns and Three Sisters, it's really spot fishing, but there's big sea bass and halibut there. Catalina, the carnage is out there right now. They're leaving at 10 a.m. this morning. They'll be back on Tuesday. Sea bass in the dark, 2 a.m. to sunrise, same deal as it's been. Bonita, Barracuda, and Yellowtail on the front side are pretty thick. San Clemente area, sea bass have been biting, same deal, 2 a.m. to sunrise. Alan Sheridan caught a 72-pound sea bass and a live mackerel and a bobber at Patterson's off the San Clemente, I think yesterday.
Wow! 72?
Yeah, monster. Yep. And then going offshore, you know, the tuna have been biting pretty good in the evening. The 371 fish that were there last week have slid up to the 43. These are mostly 30 to 40 pound fish. You'll get an occasional school of 60 to 80. Tungsten jigs continue to be the hot ticket at night. And then during the day, spreader bars run 100 to 200 feet back behind the boat, making a big S turn into breezers is working really well as well. And that's what I got for you guys. Great fishing out there.
Man, that's awesome. Well, really man, that's awesome. Certainly good fishing. And glad to hear that that tuna is still available. Just moved a little bit. And that island sea bass fishing sounds phenomenal. Ooh. Great, great fishing as one would hope when we roll into July. Always best to keep up with that stuff on FishDope. Such complete reports up and down the beach. And that's why you pay for that FishDope.com service. Not only where the fish are currently, but where they've been, watching that like hot bite chart where you can, you know, over the days you can watch the fish sliding from that 371, right. 302 up the corner. Now they're up on the 43. Like you can watch the movement of that fish and know where you'd be tomorrow instead of where it was yesterday.
Right, right. Yeah, FishDope.com, $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUP now, lowercase, no space. Hey, Yusef, how's the real estate market?
Real estate market's still steady and moving. We're getting a lot more action and new buyers over the past few weeks. We've had a little bit of rate float down, so it's moving.
Right. How do we get a hold of you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at Cal Realty. My website, sportsmansrealty.com. And if you want a free home evaluation, socalhomeeval.com.
Great info, as always. Appreciate it very much, buddy. Fantastic report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, that report, again, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today.
Yeah, for sure. And, boy, their quality is just unmatched. We talked about it yesterday. It's just like the – it's – like that rockfish we did. Ron and I, I talked about it yesterday.
God.
We sent the rockfish because we didn't have time to fillet to Fisherman's Processing. I don't know that we'll ever fillet again.
That was it.
The quality's so much better.
It's not like I hate doing it, but I hate doing it.
Yeah.
And we for some reason we pulled the cork on that. We sent them all over there. Came back ideal.
Perfect.
That was the best rockfish.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And you get more.
Yeah, with anything, it doesn't matter whether it's tuna, yellowtail.
Yeah,
whatever.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, it cost a little bit, but it's worth
it. It's worth every penny,
man. For sure. Hey, TB Metal Arts, Todd, our good buddy who put this beautiful piece together for us. This great show, guys. I bought at least 4 or 5 kayaks from Ron so far, and it sounds like I might be getting another one. Sounds like order number 2 on the new one.
It could
love
be.
Love fishing off my Hobie, hands-free, and got a nice 5.6-pound trout off June Lake.
Wow.
It's just so easy to throw the compass in the truck and go. Love the kayak lifestyle. The compass. Tell us about that.
Okay. The compass, that was sort of those tweener boats.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Outback and you have the Pro Angler.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a compass, which was supposed to be a boat that was a little bit lighter, a little bit simpler,
uh-huh.
You know, just a little, not so sophisticated as the Outback. Well, it ends up just rocking it. It's lighter. You know.
Now, is the Passport kind of the replacement of that? Or
No.
Different boat.
And what's ironic about the Passport, when they came out with the Passport, they came out with a less expensive seat on it that ended up being more comfortable in a way than the less expensive compass seat from the Outback. What happened was the seat was so much better on the Passport, we started selling too many Passports. And they're going, well, why are we putting this why don't we... And so they did.
Yeah,
they put the seat on that one, made the boat more comfortable. So they wanted to slot this, you know, where you have your introductory boat is the Passport, inexpensive, less features, but still plenty. Like the early Outbacks.
Yeah.
And then the compass comes next, and they added the reverse to it.
Aha. Uh-huh. In the Mirage Turbo Drive.
Turbo fins for the fishing model.
Uh-huh.
The Mirage Drive with reverse, you know, the 180.
And what's a Passport weigh?
Oh, they're all...
You better ask Ava.
They're all heavy. I mean, anytime we're talking more than a Lynx, it's too heavy. Everything's too heavy.
Like 60 pounds instead of 40
pounds. Yeah, all of them are between 60 and 80. Then when you get those big, the big fishing ones, they're all up in that 100
The 12, the Pro Angler 12,
you know what's
Pro
funny about
14.
That, too, is the old Revolution was lighter than the Outback, but it was harder to put on a car.
Uh-huh.
It was harder to roll around.
Yeah.
It's just where you balance the wheels so you can have a heavier boat be easier to move around. And that's what's happened over the years.
Yeah.
They keep designing, you know, they keep improving the models.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more fun with Ron. It's Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine.
Yeah, right.
When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat, from the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system. My Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun about Fastlane.
Yeah.
And I start thinking about it too. It's crazy how many cool options exist. Like, you guys have a slot for everybody. Think about when we did this show 15 years ago,
yeah.
And there was a pro angler, and there was an Outback, or there, when
right.
It was just an Outback with some rod holders on it,
right.
Milk crates and zip ties and
right.
Everything else. And now, all the inflatables, all the light boats, the heavy boats, the big boats, the small boats. I mean, there is literally something for
and
everybody.
All the accessories.
And every budget, too.
Yeah.
I mean, very inexpensive entry-level
boats.
Bait
tanks, crates, rod holders.
You know,
to live scopes and motors.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because I'm just happy on any of them.
I know you are. That's
cool. And we were just talking about that introductory level boat. Well, that introductory level boat would have been the fishing dream
totally.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it was wide, stable, Mirage Drive. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hands-free. And those things still translate. So I got to tell you, you grandpas out there, you want to get your grandkids fishing with you? Come see me.
Yeah,
no doubt.
For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Phones have packed up again. If you want to get your shot to get through, still time to get you in. It's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Charles calling us from La Mirada this morning. Good morning, Charles. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete. Rock on, Rick, and guest. Great show this morning.
Thanks.
My question is for a repower. I just bought a 17-foot Boston Whaler center console. And it's got a 115-horse Yamaha outboard, and I was wondering, because it has 2,500 hours on it, it runs okay. I was thinking about maybe repowering. I was wondering if I might be able to get some suggestion as to what repower and
oh, I got this
what
one.
Brand and what horsepower I should maybe be looking at for a repower.
Okay, what I do right away is get a couple of inflatable I-9s and put on it. And then you motor that thing out real slow right out off the kelp beds, and you fish on those I-9s after you blow them up all by yourself all day.
Yeah, just
joking with
though,
you.
Seriously, what I would do is go to West Coast Marine. You're right there. They're in Costa Mesa. They are the masters at repower, and put a Yamaha on it.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no other outboard in the ocean that works better than a Yamaha. Period.
And,
I mean, it's just is the way it is.
And longevity is it. You know, I mean, I hear about it all the time. We've had such good luck with our Yamaha. Our last one we put over 4,000 hours on.
Yeah.
We repowered with the exact same motor. So happy we did.
Yeah.
I, and, I mean, I
they're built for the ocean.
Yes. And
yeah.
There's a lot of other brands out there, and I hear about guys all the time, man, we chewed up another lower end. Like, man, we bought a spare lower end because we've gone through our third. Like, just get yourself a Yamaha, and you'll be so glad.
The guys at West Coast Marine, the whole crew over there, they're masters at repower. They're masters at rigging it for you.
Yep.
That 115 Yamaha four-stroke is an unbelievable motor. I used to have one on my 18 I had.
Yeah.
Or no, I had a 150 on that. But you could put the 150 or the 115. If you put the 115, it's even more. Like 7 miles of the gallon. I used to get 4 to 5 miles of the gallon on the 150. You might consider, going up to the 150 because not that much difference in cost, but you're going to get a lot more speed and power.
And you just, you're able to operate the motor at a lesser load and have the same efficiency. And I don't think there's almost any difference in the weight, right, between the 115 and the 150?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Was there
difference.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
a little
sure
bit, but
not
a lot.
The bigger block.
Yeah,
or not.
That's, yeah.
It is, okay.
But go see Nick and his crew over there, West Coast Marine. There's nobody better.
Yep.
They'll take really good care of you. And I know Yamaha has some incentives right now, too. So now would be a good time to repower. Hope that helps you out, Charles. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into him. Had a great text here standing by this morning. Says, good morning, guys. I'm a big fan of Ron's shop with his great variety of kayak accessories and corresponding advice. I'm currently in the market for a new fish finder with side scan features. Ron, do you have any suggestions on the type of electronics that are great for this application that are kayak suitable? That's all from Norm in San Diego.
Oh, we've been doing Lowrance mainly. And the reason for that is it just fits the boat easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're inexpensive.
Easy to use.
Yeah. If I can use them, they have to be easy to use. And, they work great. And, on the Pro Angler and on the Outback, they have that, they call it the Guardian. And the Guardian is what protects your transducer. So when it's down, you can get your side scan working real well. But when you come beaching it or when you come into the launch ramp or whatever, you can pull it right up inside the boat, and it protects
that. And that's available
that.
In the Pro Angler.
Yeah, Pro Angler and the Outback.
Oh, and the Outback too?
Yeah.
Oh,
They got ahead of that whole game because those side scan transducers are pretty long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so Corey King sent me a picture of his Pro Angler 12 on top of his Toyota FJ Cruiser, and he said, I use the method Ron's team showed me. It's a piece of cake to load and unload.
Yeah.
And that's a heavy boat. That's a Pro Angler 12.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
But it's a picture of his Pro Angler 12 right on the top of the car.
And like you said, on
the standard rack on the Toyota.
He's got kind of a style master,
Yeah.
He's got a red car, and a red camo. Red camo Pro Angler.
Yeah, matchy-matchy, man.
It looks cool.
Oh, yeah. He's got it down.
That's cool. I had another fun text. It says, good morning, Ron, Pete, and Rick. Love the Fast Lane, and they're always helpful staff. And thank you to Ron for all you do for our fishing community. My question for Ron, will you ever think about bringing back fishing missions? I never went on one, and I'm so bummed that I missed out on them. I love the idea. I want to try it. That's from Mike in San Diego.
Wow, that's a great question. We're so tempted to do it. I'm just now getting this, I had a pretty good staff doing it with Afrin from Warbaits, doing all the, Kevin Nakata. We had all these guides that would help us with fishing missions. It was so fun. And here we are all out taking, 20 guys out fishing, and half of them would buy boats afterwards. So it was not only fun, it was good for business.
Well, Ron, wait a minute here. Maybe you better figure out how to do this again.
That's right. And then COVID came along, and it kind of knocked us all for a loop. And then I got lazy.
Well, you got to have the inventory to do it too. That's a lot of boats to commit.
And I almost pulled the trigger last year on bringing it back. So if we bring it back, you'll be the first to know, guys. We'll change our commercial on your
promote it here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh man, you'll hear it first on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, man. How about this time we talk to Arnie, who's calling us from Vista this morning? What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, there, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I got an idea for Chris Minnick. If he wants to hot rod his I-9, why don't you go down to the local hobby store and get some of those electric motors for, like, one of those RC boats? Maybe that helps him out.
Yeah, multiple motors.
No, he's got motors.
Yeah.
Chris right now is just put it he's going to call me and give me a deposit on the new boat that we can't talk about coming out. So he's all set up on
He's going to go
on out. That particular accessory that we can't talk about.
Something that he might be interested in.
It might be on an inflatable.
Yeah. You quit, man. Cut the guy some slack.
I'm in trouble now.
Go ahead, Arnie.
Yeah, I remember when Ron first brought out the I-11. I won a signed Hobie skateboard at Fastlane at a Let's Talk Hookup event, and then Ron wouldn't let me have it until he had me take the I-11 out in the bay.
That's right. I remember
you
that.
That video.
I've still got that somewhere.
Yeah. It was funny. I couldn't think and put it this way. As a lot of, like Pete and Ricky seen me lately, I probably weigh about 60 pounds less than I did when you guys shot that video. So
there you go. Time to get back on the kayak.
Yeah. Time to disguise your exercise with fun.
Thinking about, for sure.
That's it. All right. Well, nice to hear from you, Arnie. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. I have a nice text here from Bill in Leucadia. He says, Ron, I am considering an iTrek and fly down and leave it in Mexico in the East Cape for fishing. What advantage is the 11 over the 9 for application? By the way, I caught a 41-pound yellowtail on the Let's Talk Cup Cedros trip last week.
Wow.
Nice job, Bill.
Nice job.
Hey, Bill.
You know what? The difference between the 9 and the 11 are very, very close. They feel just as stable. They feel just as fast. But what I notice about the 11 is when I'm pounding back up wind, like sometimes in those Sierra Lakes, so the wind will come up in the afternoon and you got to go straight into the wind, I get a little less of that cold water splashing on me on the 11.
Okay.
But it's slight, mm-hmm. And the other thing that I noticed is that the 9 is actually a little more nimble. It'll turn a tighter angle, which I like because, as you're fishing in tight areas, being able to turn and match, the shoreline and things,
sure.
Really, it's good. It's a good feature. So they're both good. The real key, the real thing about the 9 is what Pete was talking about. That putting it on an airplane.
Right.
I think you're going to save money.
But so what you're saying is if you're going to throw it in a car, get the 11.
No.
No?
The 9 blows up a little quicker.
Sure,
a little easier. It goes back in the bag a little quicker.
Uh-huh.
If, like Chris, he has a 9, but none of those reasons matter to him because he has the Sprinter Shrine,
right.
The I-9 Shrine, and he just slides it right in the back, and it's more about the actual space of the boat, the footprint.
And you were saying with Ava, like, she took the 11s and just, whatever, paid a little extra. I mean, it was, yes, it doesn't fit in your regular bag, so whatever. You pay an extra couple bucks, you do it in oversize, and away you go.
And if you ask Ava right now, she would tell you that the 9's her favorite.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
There you go.
So now, we should describe. The 9 is a single chamber.
Right.
The 11 is a triple chamber.
Correct. So,
if you carry a gaff, maybe the 11's a little
better. We've seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. That's a good point.
Yeah. If you carry a net, you're good on the 9. If you carry a gaff,
Well, we have a client that did gaff his boat.
These things happen.
They do.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in any. He had three chambers,
yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've had people put holes in boats. It's just not that big a deal. Guys.
It's not going to go pooey and you're going to sink, right?
No.
Then you bring it in, you patch it up, and go
away
back
you
fishing.
Go. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you buy it from Fastlane.
Yeah.
And we've had clients come back and, little teeny spines all over their boat,
from
their trophy fish falling out of their hand while they're taking a picture and banging all over the boat.
I got to read this text. I thought this was fun.
Cool.
And it's in relation to the new boat and Logan. And it says, good morning, guys. Wait
what
a minute.
New boat? Are you talking about new boat?
Oh, excuse me. alleged new boat.
Wait a minute, you guys.
Good morning, guys. Wait a minute. So the new kayaks are being tested over here at Catalina? Well, I'm right around the corner on a mooring from Wheeler's boat. I'm going to go snap a photo or two.
That's
from Dan and Catalina.
I don't
No.
They're on their way to Florida. Right?
Those Groms have, it was funny. Their dad, Dave Downing, was trying to figure out, I think it was a present for his wife. And he goes, I'm going to go over to Catalina. Can I borrow a kayak? I said, sure. Why don't you take ours? A 9 and 11. Just take them. Go. And he goes, and he calls me up from Catalina. He goes, darn you, Ron.
Now I got to buy them.
Now they got a 9 and 11.
Two on order.
And so they're using their boats there because those alleged boats already are on their way to ICAST.
Got that vibe. Okay.
Yeah, in Florida. Hey, another great one here from James in Lakeside. Love the show and my Hobie. I have a limited edition 2016 Outback, 96 out of 500. Is it still worth trading in for a new one, or can I upgrade to the 360 drive on that boat?
Okay, so that's a difficult question. Yes, you can definitely, that special event boat, I think they were orange. They were awesome. They had all the different fish that they'd been caught on the Hobies imprinted on the seat.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, those are definitely, you can trade them in. And should you trade them in? Oh, yeah.
You go cannot on, put a 360 on that.
No. But the part that I was, I'm not sure it's an upgrade unless you're tournament fishing. Unless you're, you know, so that larger boat, you know, that pro angler with that 360 is really cool, and they're really fun to be in.
So the 360 only comes in a pro angler. So
that's correct. Not the 12 and the 14.
14, yeah.
But using that term upgrade, to me, I'm kind of like to keep things simpler.
Yeah.
And so I typically am in a 180 because that's all I really need. I'm not fishing the mangroves for a tournament.
Because with the reverse, with the 180 reverse Mirage Drive, what would if he doesn't have reverse on his Mirage Drive, could he put reverse on that 2016 Outback?
You could take the Outback and put a 180, you know, Mirage Drive in it. But would you do that? No, because that would cost more than trading in your boat, getting a new boat. They hold their value so well. You put that boat on Craigslist, it's going to be gone pretty quick.
Yeah. What other accessories are we looking at? I come in and I want to buy an Outback or a Lynx. What can I put on that boat?
Wheels. Wheels to roll them around. It's very civilized.
Mm-hmm. Racks for your car if you don't have racks.
Yeah, racks.
Do you have a regular car?
Yeah, we do
bait
a lot
tank?
Of racks. Well, no, bait tanks are just the guys that are going to fish La Jolla.
Okay.
Or maybe the guy that's going to launch over here at Kellogg's Beach and go over to the bait barge and buy the kayak scoop.
What if the guy down in Mexico wants to get a scoop of sardina?
Bait tanks.
Yeah.
But typically down there, I'm fishing lures because the fishing's so good.
Yeah.
And I'm also want a box. So that Yak Attack black boxes.
Right.
Those things.
Oh, so it's either a bait tank or a box.
Bait tank or a box.
Yeah. Now I have the box up on my kayak in Montana on the I-9 inflatable. And the boxes fit fine on that.
Oh, yeah.
With
really?
The rod holder.
And a
rod holder that
the little one comes
rod,
with
too.
Three.
Yeah.
The middle one comes with four. The large one comes with six. But you can add any size box, you can add those rod holders.
Yeah.
They come with the screws. They just screw right in.
That's cool. Yeah, what other accessories can you get?
Well, I like fish finders.
Yeah.
Fish finders have gotten to be so inexpensive that why not? I want to know what the temperature is, what the bottom contour is.
Yeah.
Oh, and where I am.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, how long the trail, the track.
And they're so easy because they just fit all right on it.
It's amazing.
Do you guys sell any kind of propulsion there, or do you just do the rigging?
Yeah,
and
we sell the Bixby motors, which have been really popular because Chris used to say it like this. He'd go, he wanted a motor because if he got somewhere and he got tired, I don't think, he's 80 years old. I don't think he gets tired still.
No.
He's out all day.
He's just one
but
of those guys.
He did call me twice, and it was really funny. He goes, Ron, you know that Bixby I bought from you? It saved my life today. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, it started raining. It was really cold. I was 2 miles away from the parking lot. And he goes, I could just clip that thing in and motor right back.
Wow.
And then he called again in the summer. He was up at some lake inland, and it was so hot. He felt like he was going to – he needed water, And he called me again and said, it saved my life again.
My story with those is – and I don't recall what motor it was, but it was definitely a Hobie kayak, and I was fishing at Lake Barrett in the rental boat, loaded down with gear, and I remember vividly getting passed by a kayak. And I was on the little, whatever they have, those two-horse outboards – and I got passed by a Hobie kayak, going on our way back to Hauser Arm.
Wow.
I don't know what, propulsion system
what
they
it
have,
was.
But it was a killer little Hobie, and they were moving.
So the one that's really trending right now is the Newport Motors.
Okay.
And one of the guys that...
Different than a Bixby.
Yeah, it's different manufacturer.
So are now these motors, are they self-contained batteries, or do you have to have a battery outside of it?
Yes, battery outside.
Battery outside. And so obviously a lithium.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of the guys are buying those black boxes, putting the battery inside, and then the rest of it is your normal crate you take with you to store your gear. So the battery can be in the box.
In the box and they power the motor.
Right.
So why the Newport motors over the Bixby?
Bigger. Faster.
Bigger and faster.
Oh, yeah.
Do they weigh more?
Like if I was putting on a motor, I don't particularly need the biggest.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to go
just want a little power.
Mach 5
yeah,
like those
plus
kids.
Plus, you have the Mirage Drive if you want to go
in the game.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, speaking of best in the game, somebody's going to Salty Crew shopping spree at Fast Lane Kayaks. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Lajic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to pelagictournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check pelagictournaments.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. Ron is going to flip the prize coin. We're going to find out if we got a caller or a texter on this big shopping crew shopping spree. Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Charles and La Mirada. You've got yourselves a $200 shopping spree at Fast Lane Kayak Stand. What a great, great prize. Yeah. Congratulations. And man, big thanks to Ron and Jared and everybody for making that happen.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Charles, you're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Drive down from La Mirada, and you'll be going on a shopping spree. For sure, we'll be in contact with you on that. And Ron, what a great show, man. So much to talk about. The best thing to do is just come into Fastlane, right?
Yeah.
How do we find you, and when are you open?
We're right there in Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld. You can call anytime, 619-222-0766. But what I would suggest you do is go online and look at our
social medias.
YouTube.
Fastlane SC on YouTube as well as Instagram.
And Instagram is Fastlane Kayak.
Okay. Well, thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Right there. That's awesome, Appreciate Ron. That. Hey, next weekend, Corey and Rick will be here. Eric Landesbein, the outdoor writer and fishing expert, will be here Saturday. Sunday, Bruce Smith from ECBT.
Fun.
And, oh, God, that's going to be a great show. Thank you very much. Thanks to Jeff and Adam for all they do. Thank you for listening and supporting Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you next week right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, 97.3 The Fan, and, of course, at Let's Talk Hookup Back.